bad from the outside in. And so as the outer leaves start to turn and they're not really suitable for my table, I just peel them off and throw them out to the chickens. And so you never really lose the whole cabbage. There's always fresh cabbage way down inside if that's how your cabbage is looking. So I'll just slice off into thin, tiny little slices some cabbage, however much I need for my dinner. I'll reach into my pantry and pull out one of my onions. I love to use my Walla Walla sweets early because they don't store quite as long. So I'll thin slice off some onion. And then I'll just look around, what do I have that's green? What else can I add to this cabbage? And sometimes I've got parsley that's still holding in the garden. Sometimes the kale is still out there holding up. Sometimes I may shred an orange carrot, just something to give it some more vavoom and some good look. And then here's the key part, a little splash of vinegar, a little splash of lemon juice, a little pinch of maybe some brown sugar, salt and pepper, and a little teeny smidgen of mayo, and just mix that up, and it's ready to go, it's fresh, it's good for you, and it's such an easy way to incorporate something out of our garden into our dinner table. It's just the best way to use it. So.
Yeah, especially now when we're sort of missing salads and
yeah,
there's no cheap way of doing it. But cabbage comes to the rescue.
Cabbage to the rescue.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned one thing.